Welcome to the Law of Attraction in Action podcast. My name is Michelle Joy, and thank you so much for joining me. I'm here to inspire you to live amazing lives through the Law of Attraction and help you see how powerful you really are. In this podcast, you'll hear interviews, and I will give you inspirational talks on my Monday session. So thank you so much for joining me, and happy manifesting! Welcome to Law of Attraction in Action. Thank you so much for joining me on my podcast. My name is Michelle Joy, and I am your host. And today I bring to you people from all over the world and all walks of life who are here to share their journey around the Law of Attraction so you can have an amazing life too. So today's guest, her name is Kate Fasciano, and she is a holistic practitioner, and she does a technique called SEME, where she started this journey about 9 years ago, and she's going to share her story, and it is quite miraculous. We had a beautiful conversation, and I wanted to share this with you all because I think there's so many great healing techniques out there in the world that are life-changing, and it's not really law of attraction based we're going to talk about, but more of healing, which, as you all know, me being a nurse, I love to talk about ways to heal. So Kate, thank you so much for joining me on my podcast.
Thanks so much for having me.
So Kate, can you tell us the story about how you came into this? And then that also will kind of lead us into what, I'm not even sure I'm saying it right. Is it SEME?
SEME, like the month of May.
Oh, SEME. I was even saying it wrong. Great. I'm glad you corrected me. I've never heard of this, and I love learning new things. But tell us your journey on how you found this, because it really is a beautiful story.
Yes, yes. So for me, the journey started over 9 years ago. I guess close to 15 years now. Back in 2006, my one-year-old daughter was diagnosed with a brain tumor. It was unfortunately a stage 4, quite aggressive brain tumor. And she had battled off and on over 5 years. On that fifth year, it was representing itself for a third time. And doctors really painted a poor picture of her survival. And I think it finally opened up my head to say, well, what else is there that we can do in to complement the traditional that we're already doing? And I had a trusted girlfriend that was doing alternative things. And I asked her the question. I said, what are you doing now? And she said, oh, I do this thing called SEME. I said, okay. She said, they have an open night tonight for the public. I said, okay, I'll see you later. That was it. She didn't have to tell me anymore. And I showed up later that evening. My husband was working, so I came bearing 3 younger children, my now 6-year-old that was battling cancer, and my 3-year-old and my 7-month-old, and came into the space. And when I walked in, all of a sudden, I had this inner knowing that I was home, and I felt enveloped in love. And I was like, ooh, that kind of caught my attention. That is not what I usually get when I walk into a new place. And they had my daughter sit down that was battling cancer to start working on her. And they said, okay, mom, you need to sit down too. And I said, oh, no. Just worry about her. No, mom, it's important that you get SEME too. Okay. I didn't know any better. So, but it was a good thing that they had me sit down too, because for 5 years into a cancer battle and raising 2 other younger children on top of it, I needed some SEME as well. And within a few weeks, we were going quite often over the weeks, and they said, oh, today we're going to help Elizabeth to walk and run better. And I said, okay, that sounds like a great focus. She was wearing orthotics to help her weakened muscles, like just to have the strength to be more sturdy in her walking. It was never a fluid walk ever since her very first surgery at 1 year old, when the surgery left her paralyzed on half her body. So I said, okay, let's try this. They worked on her and they said, okay, Elizabeth, go run around the room. It was the most beautiful I'd ever seen her walk or run in her life. And I said, okay, where do I sign up? Like, now, how soon can I learn this? Like, I need to start doing this now for myself so that I can be doing it like every single day, not waiting to go to the center to get it for her, a couple times a week. No, I want to do this as many times as possible, every single day for her. And that's where my story began.
And what's amazing to you were not in this field at all. What type of work were you doing?
Yes, I was a tax accountant. I had my CPA degree and all the bells and whistles of education that I needed in corporate America, but it did not light me up in the inside like Seme does. I'm so very grateful for this shift in my career.
And what's amazing to me as well is that it's really, really changed your life. And it gave your daughter's passing, because she did pass at what, age 6, you said?
No, at almost 8.
Eight. Okay. Well, yeah. Tell us more about that story. Cause I remember you saying they gave her a very poor prognosis and Seme had her live longer, right?
Yes. So I had started learning Seme in that time where we weren't sure how much time we'd have. Doctors really didn't say much time at all. They weren't giving a specific time span at that point because we were still trying this or that of the chemos. By June of 2012, she had gotten an MRI, which was kind of the way we knew if the disease was under control or not. And that MRI was the first MRI they never showed us. And it was the last MRI that Elizabeth got, because that brain tumor in the head was much more in the head and down the spine. And they said, sorry, there is just nothing else. She's tried everything. You know, radiations, every kind of chemo you could imagine, stem cell transplant, none of it has worked to control this disease. And doctor said, we think she has 2 weeks to live. That is not something a mother wants to hear on a Friday going home.
No, with her or ever. No. Ever, yeah.
No, never. I was up that whole weekend, like watching her like a hawk, because I was like, there is no way that she's going to be leaving this world without me being aware of it. Like, I'm going to be up and, you know, not sure how I made it through the whole weekend. But thankfully, I spoke with one of the teachers of Seme and I asked her, well, what can we do now? And she said, well, now we actually have an advantage with Seme. This whole time with Seme, we've been battling the medicines that she's on. And now that she's going to not have these toxic kind of medicines that we're trying to stop the disease in her body, it's going to let us try to find the cause of that illness. And so we were feverishly trying to do that. And not only were we feverishly trying to do that, in the meantime, those 2 weeks passed. She was actually rallying so much after 2 weeks. My husband got on the phone and was trying to call other cancer institutes to see if she could be put on a different protocol because she was so much better. Unfortunately, those cancer centers had to refer back to her original doctor, who said, she's had everything in the kitchen soup thrown at her. Nothing has stopped this cancer. There is no more medicine, you know, that can be given to her. There were a lot of Seme practitioners that were helping from a distance, as well as myself in person. And those 2 weeks that they gave her to live turned into another 9 months that she lived. Mm. She lived to March of 2013. Wow. After that 2 weeks, she was going to live in June of 2012.
And how was your quality of life in that time? Because being off chemo and then getting the Seme, and I know she was declining, but what did it look like? Was she more comfortable?
Oh, yes. Oh my gosh. Even prior to her, that June of 2012, in that spring, she had said to me one day, here she is now getting to be about 7 years old. And she said, Mommy, when can I be done taking these medicines? And I didn't have the heart to say to her, Elizabeth, if you come off these medicines, you know, you're going to die.
And that's not something you ever want to say.
No.
Yeah. But Seme gave you more time. And not only did it give you more time, it gave you a purpose. Oh, and what a gift that was.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that story.
So much.
I'm sure it never gets easier, ever. So thank you for sharing this. Tell us more about Seme then. What is it?
Yeah. So actually, that question is best answered by showing you. So if you had an ache, a pain, a tightness, soreness, something going on in your body, I could show you right now during this podcast.
Awesome. I'm actually doing really well today, but what I do tend to get often is back pain. Like when I meditate, I notice there's pain in my back. So But right now I'm feeling pretty good, but I do feel a little tinged. So we're going to go with that. How's that sound?
Okay. Well, and you know what? Let's like go through the pain detection process, okay, just in case there might be something that you're not aware of. Right. I'll go along with you and talk you through it. So first you bring your head down and then bring your head back and then bring it to one side and to the other side, looking to see if there's any restricted motion, tightness, any achiness, sharpness, rolling the shoulders back and rolling them forward, twisting at the waist, arching back, and then leaning forward. Does that bring any awareness to anywhere else in the body or?
Yes, my shoulders. Yeah, especially okay. When I did this. Yeah, like right here when I'm tilting my head to the left, I'm like, eek.
Okay.
There's
okay.
a little creak right here. And I do hold all my stress here in my shoulders.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Yeah. So is it fair? You were pointing to here. So that would be your left side.
My left side. Mm-hmm.
Your left side. And so what are you feeling? Is it a tightness, an achiness?
It's tight.
Mm-hmm. A tight. And 1 to 10, how tight? 10 being most tight.
Probably a 4 or 5.
4 or 5. Okay. Mm-hmm. The other side is also tight when you go the other way.
I still feel it on the left. Then
it pulls you still feel
the left.
Both
yeah. Ways. So it's the tightness on the left.
Mm-hmm. But going towards the left is worse than away from the left.
No, away from it's actually worse. So that would be more like a 6. It'd be more like a 4 going to the left.
Mm-hmm. So if you don't mind, we're going to focus to the motion of away from the neck.
Okay.
And it just takes a few moments. So, I'm going to start working on you. Your hands can be down.
Okay. And if you're watching the video, she's moving her arms up and down. So people who don't know what she's doing right now, you can go to the video and watch this.
Absolutely. And yes, if you see the video too, what's going to be great is you'll visually be able to see how much Michelle was moving her head before. And we'll visually look to see if she not only notices, but visually can we see a difference in how she's moving her head. As I'm doing this, I'll just answer too. So Seimei is a technique. It comes from Japan. And it's a process anyone can learn. It takes about 8 to 12 months. And it includes a 1-week trip to Japan, which is out of this world. Incredible. And our founder is still living. He's in Saga, in Kushu Island is the island. It's the next biggest island after where Tokyo is. And he's there in his 70s. He created this. He was born with this ability to do this. And he worked on tens of thousands of people to come up with the perfect basic form to use, as well as he got a medical degree and a psychology degree so he could understand the body and the mind and be able to best incorporate the same way to that, because we say everyone has a body, a mind, and then something else. What is that something else? For this technique, we say that something else is Seimei. Mm. So Michelle, you have a Seimei just like I do.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that's like the soul?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Soul can be another word for it. Absolutely.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, you have a Seimei that, you know, could be trained, but even with this demonstration, I can temporarily put your Seimei in motion. With the training, you can always on a daily basis put your Seimei in motion when you learn Seimei. But when I work with others, I can temporarily put their Seimei in motion. So your Seimei is having motion right now, and we're going to see the results in just a second. I'm almost done.
I feel great, by the way, to say.
Oh, excellent. So you're feeling what's going on.
I must, because I feel really good. Yeah.
Okay, so move your neck side to side. Wow. Are you noticing a difference in the tightness?
Yeah. Oh, big time. Especially going to the right where I'm pulling away.
Yes. And that's where I asked if you didn't mind, I was going to focus on the away because you said that was like the level six versus the level four on the other side.
Yeah. Yeah. So, wow. Awesome.
And visually, awesome. I can see it. So hopefully the viewers will also see the difference.
Yeah. Yeah.
When they're looking at the video.
Yeah. Well, what's so great about this, I meditate a lot. And when I meditate, I connect with my seme or with my soul. And so right before we did this call, I was meditating, really feeling that energy. And so when you were doing your stuff, I felt that aliven. So not only were you helping the pain, but you're helping me, I believe, get more into that conscious state, that consciousness, that where you're connecting with your soul. So, so to me, actually, it helped just even to feel it all. I felt tingly all over my whole body.
Oh, wow.
And yeah. Wow. And just, you know, again, I'm very receptive to this stuff too, but I'm sure anyone could feel this, but, what you're doing, Kate, is I really believe in the power of energy. I teach this all the time. It's scientifically proven. This is not something I need to, it's not smoke and mirrors. It really, energy really is there. And we do affect each other through energy and remotely. It's amazing what you can do when you just focus on somebody. So you're way across the East Coast. I'm on the West Coast of the United States. And yet I feel your energy. Yes. And so not only is it good for healing, but it's good for this awareness of that we are all made of energy and we have the effect on each other through energy. But I love the alternative healing, again, that you used with your daughter. Can you tell us a little bit more of some of the things that you saw that got better with her with this healing, just to give some more examples?
Sure, absolutely. Incredible things. One day while she was still having treatment, she was getting a stem cell transplant and they anesthetized her for the, I'm sorry. Said that wrong, not stem cell. She was getting a spinal tap. Uh-huh. They anesthetized her for it and they had wheeled her back to the outpatient room. She was still sleeping. And this was the first time I was able to do seme when she had a spinal tap. And all other times she had a lot of pain in the spine after the spinal tap. This time she was still sleeping. So I said, oh, let me do seme to that puncture wound. And so that's what I did. When she woke, she wasn't aware that she had a spinal tap. The next day, she's walking down the stairs and her little sister saw a Band-Aid on her back. And her sister said, what's that Band-Aid on your back? Elizabeth goes, I don't know.
She wow.
No pain from a spinal tap. Like, what a gift. Yeah. And I mean, but so many things. I mean, one time she had bleeding in her ear. And it was, you know, just I had at this time she's at home and she's, you know, on that journey closer and closer to leaving. And there was blood in her ear. I called the nurse. The nurse said, oh, that's capillaries bursting in her ear because of the pressure of the tumors in her head. And that's not going to stop until she passes away. Mm. I said, okay, thank you. Now I need to call my seme teacher. Mm-hmm. I called my seme teacher and thankfully she was able from a distance to do some seme and I did seme in person. And within 20-30 minutes, the bleeding stopped and it never returned for another whole month that she survived.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love that. This is the testimonial of how powerful this stuff is. Yeah. This is why I'm so glad you're talking on my podcast because people need to know about these things that are out there that are healing.
Yes.
Can you explain? I know people who couldn't watch the video, explain more of the technique if you don't mind.
Absolutely. So whether you're in person with me getting a session or you're from a distance, I'm going to be non-touch either way. If you were present in front of me, I'd have you sitting in a folding chair and I'd be going around your body about maybe a foot on either side of the body. And we check the body to see where, you know, where we need to focus in if we're doing a full session. But we have, you know, different steps that we do, but the hands moving that maybe some didn't see the video, is the perfect basic form that the founder, you know, invented. He came up with this perfect basic form himself.
How did he come up with it? Do you know, did he explain that?
Well, he worked on tens of thousands of people. And the thing is he was born with this ability. And he couldn't understand why other humans could not do this. Mm-hmm. And it bothered him, like, so much so that he has dedicated his whole life. Once he turned 18 and, you know, was able to make his own choices, let's say, he went ahead and pursued this further. And I mean, he's grown such a huge grouping of people. There's tens of thousands of people that do Seimei in Japan. Uh-huh. And here in America, we have a few hundred, but only America and Japan right now are the two teaching centers.
And you know, it's no accident that you found it.
Oh, no. No, no, no. No, and I believe the universe puts things in our path for a reason.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that more people need to know about this. So you do obviously everything's with COVID, everything's remote. So you do all remote at this point?
Yes. Oh, could I say something about
COVID? Yeah.
I've been working on a good number of people with COVID, whether it's in the thick of things and or afterwards with like the lingering effects. Uh-huh. Gosh, two stories are coming to mind. So maybe I'll
please share. No, share. Yeah, yes.
So one woman, she was in a month's time, the first two weeks were really bad because it was when she was really dealing with the symptoms. And then the third week she'd been better. The fourth week she ended up with hives from head to toe, and doctors didn't have anything for her except, oh, take an antihistamine. But mm-hmm. that was helping with the itching and the pain, but it wasn't 100% doing it. And whenever the medicine wore off, the pain and the itchiness came back at a level of a 9 out of 10. Uh-huh. So she was at her wit's end by that following end of the week because no doctors could give her anything to resolve it at the time. And she said, I'm ready for that Seimei session. And I said, uh-huh. Okay, let's do this. And at the end of the Seimei session, that 9 out of 10 pain was a 0. The itchiness gone. And by the next morning, every single hive had disappeared from her body. She called me with a raving thank you, saying that she couldn't just write it down. She had to say it audibly to me. She said, and not only is the pain and the itchiness gone, but I finally feel like myself after a whole month of not feeling like myself. And she said, I wish I would have done it sooner during the time I was battling, you know, the actual symptoms.
Yeah. So, oh my gosh.
You know, it was incredible to hear that. And she's referring me so many people now. I'm very grateful. And then just this past weekend, I had the opportunity to work on a woman that is actively with COVID in the hospital. Thankfully, she had been stepped down from the COVID floor to a regular floor. But the respiratory was not going well, and they were talking about having to intubate her. And her daughter was concerned. Luckily, her daughter, through other people, had found me. And I said, okay, let's do it. And so we did a session over this weekend for mom. Uh-huh. And oh my gosh, let me think of the numbers now. The heart rate was 99. Uh-huh. During the session, it was fluctuating. And it got as low as 94. Uh-huh. By the next morning, her heart rate was 79, the best since she was diagnosed with COVID.
That's amazing. Yes. I love this. Again, I'm a huge, huge advocate for alternative healings. I think Western medicine, even though I'm a nurse, and although I know you've done your best with your daughter with cancer, I do believe in getting both treatments. I think we need both treatments though. I think it's so important. Right. I don't think there's anything wrong with medical treatment, but I think a lot of times in Western medicine, we don't even look at like a huge chunk of the healing that the body and the soul and the mind can do. and the power of energy in that healing. And I believe we all have the ability to heal, but when we have someone like you, Kate, who has that training to really help them see them in that wellness, is that part of the philosophy? And like you see someone in wellness, or what goes through your mind when you do these sessions? I'm just really curious.
Okay. Yeah. I'm glad for that question. Thank you. Actually, your mind is not involved with Seme.
Okay.
So there's a tiny bit of involvement, like at the very beginning, we have an intention for the session, but keeping our mind out of it actually makes the same way work quicker and more effective.
That actually makes perfect sense, to be honest. Because again, one thing when I do when I meditate is I separate myself from my ego mind and go into consciousness, which is absent of mind. It's absent of the five senses. It's actually absolute everythingness and nothingness at the same time. And so sounds like that's kind of, again, that's what the soul is, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Part of me doesn't want to know everything what you do, because I just love the magic of it. Like, just keep doing what you're doing. And people who are interested in learning how to do this, I think, how can they learn and how can they learn to work with you? So two Absolutely. Things. I know people are like, I want to learn this and do this as a practitioner as well. And, or I want your help and can you make me feel better? So how can they find this stuff out?
Absolutely. So the first is our foundation website to learn, you know, get to start that journey. And also a conversation with me is I'm always open to that to help, you know, walk you through the process. But our foundation site is www.seimefoundation.org. Seime is spelled S like Sam, E-I, M like Mary, E-I. So not as it sounds. And then specifically to reach me, you would want to go to my website, www.seimehealing.com.
And I will put that all in the show notes. So make sure you people check it out. But Kate, thank you so much. I'm just so honored that you did a session with me for free. Thank you. but also to share this with the world and, know that there's so many people listening, I'm sure are going to be so grateful to hear that there are ways to heal that they've never heard of this. And sometimes people are like at wit's end. They're like your daughter, like there's nothing more you can do. And then you go, okay, let's try this. Yes. And thank you for being that voice. So keep going, just keep going. I can tell you're in your joy and in your passion and your purpose. And I just feel so grateful that you came on my show to share this with my people.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. And so, you know, that little bit of same I did for you keeps working for 2-3 days. So you know, please enjoy all those benefits.
I know. I feel so great already. I'm like buzzy. I'm like, oh, I feel like flying or something. It feels really good. Awesome. It's like getting a massage, right? You're like, oh, this feels so good. That's how I feel. Yeah. Awesome. Oh, yay. I love it. All right, Kate. Well, thank you again for being on my show. I really appreciate it.
You got it. Thank you.
And thank you everyone for listening. If you have a story you want to share on my podcast, please reach out to me by going to my website at michelle-joy.com. That's michelle-joy.com. And I hope you all have a wonderful, miraculous day, and check Kate out. My goodness, she's a life changer. And you all have a wonderful day and happy manifesting. Thank you again for listening and joining me on my podcast. If you want to learn more about me, please go to my website at michelle-joy.com. That's michelle-joy.com. And on there, I have lots of goodies, including guided meditations and inspirational posts and blogs. And of course, I'm here to help you as your coach. So thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.